This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Hi, listeners. This is Aria, one of the interns at Learning Teams Incorporated. Welcome to the 82nd episode of the Practice of Learning Teams podcast show. On today's podcast, the three amigos, Jeffrey Lai, Brent Sutton, and Brent Robinson, talk about the Vancouver workshops being held over 3 days from January 17th to January 19th, 2023. Each day will have a separate theme, from putting HOP principles into practice and sustainable practice with learning teams, to a day about learning from everyday work and the use of the 4Ds. The links to the workshops will be in the show notes, or search on Eventbrite, Learning Teams in the Vancouver area. Please sit back and enjoy this episode of The Pod with Jeffrey Live, Brent Sutton, and Brent Robinson.
We won the hockey.
Great. Oh, sorry, I should have realized I had to be between you and hockey. Sorry.
Well, it's a busy day. It's a busy day.
Who's your hockey team, Jeff?
The Vancouver Canucks. Well, I mean, it has to be. It's not by choice. Yeah.
Last time I went to see a brawl and a hockey game broke out.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we watched a bit of Canada in the World Cup this morning and a week or so ago or earlier this week. And such different games. And we watch American football. So
just such
different games for everything. Flow and speed but brutality and the ability to inflict, you know, pain and get away with it. Or
it's quite that never happened in soccer.
No, my God. You breathe too close to somebody and they fall on the ground, those guys.
Oh, I know. Well, they're holding their shin for some reason, not sure why.
Yeah. The universal sign that I've been wronged somehow is to lay on the ground and hold your shin and roll around.
Yeah, it wouldn't happen in cricket either. So, gentlemen, we are getting together in January in Vancouver. What should people be expecting? Is it like a lineup of whose line is it anyway? Is it a bad comedy?
Probably good that we take this opportunity to clarify, because one of your posts there would have people believe this had something to do with the performing arts or everyone's background in, I don't know.
I think it is performing arts, guys. That's what
I'm quite relaxed to admit that I'm a failed actor. It's all good. That's what everyone has to fail to be into safety, surely, Jeff. But people have to fail at something else before they get into safety.
Land in safety, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, how do you get to be a safety guy with $1 million? You have to start with $2 million. But no, it's good that we talk about this because, you know, I think clarity around the sort of minimal descriptions from some conversations I've had. I think I would like to share with people that the first one, we've just called it an intro to HOP, maybe as an old habit of just calling these sorts of sessions that without too much consideration. But I think people are quite familiar now. There's been so many publications and people have been reading over the last couple of years. And I just think something that we've just called an intro to HOP might undervalue the kind of conversation I think we expect to have. I figure that we'll want to ensure a consistent and accurate understanding of the basics, but we'll be fresh off of the Florida conference talking a lot about practical applications. And I think a big part of our first day has to be about that integration of concepts, not just an intro to the basic concepts themselves. We've been talking about that for a while, but a discussion around integration and the best ways.
Yeah, I see it as a flow, don't you? We're flowing from the underlying principles of HOP and then how we're using learning teams to explore and learn from everyday work. And then what that looks like, how do we operationalize that and some of the great experiences we've had, and how the integration of using 4Ds and those three things, it's not a linear process, it's a holistic process about how we go about it and learn more from the front line.
100% agree. I think the flow, I'm excited for precisely this flow, in fact. But again, so to the first day, that people might think that it's too much of a repeated or elementary discussion around the principles, I think we're going to go considerably more deeper than that. And what you're saying, Brent, about the second day, I think that term, that expression, learning from everyday work, is still, it might be somewhat abstract to some still, a little newer term. And I don't think people are quite sure what the nature of our conversation is on that day.
Look, I agree. And once again, you know, we're paying homage to the likes of Eric Honegger.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really trying to understand and just explore the fact that a lot of our intervention models don't allow us to learn from everyday work. So, you know, what's that alternative? And it's really there to help people explore those things and to create those conversations and create those narratives. And I think, you know, the 4D is a really great practical example of something that enough aligns really well with frontline workers. Some senior leaders find it a little bit funny because they think the word dumb means you're talking about people, which is quite interesting. Whereas when you talk to workers about dumb, they have no inference about meaning them. They think about it being the system they work in.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. So I think, you know, having those conversations, fleshing it out.
Yeah.
And of course, all 3 days, we want to treat as a learning team opportunity as well. And hence the reason why what I'm keen to do is we're going to have the 4D app running live on each day. And people can share through the day the things they're hearing, the conversations they're having. And the last part of the day, we'll identify the top 3 threads that come from that. We'll break people into the groups that they want, and we'll do a little learning team on that theme.
So looking forward to it.
Yeah. So that's
so great.
Up in practice, learning in practice, learning teams in practice.
Oh, yeah. I'm super excited. I was just on a construction site today, guys, and they've got some problems because we have this problem in Australia called the pre-Christmas construction crush. For some reason, we expect to finish every construction project in Australia sometime before the 23rd of December. Never happens. Everybody comes back to work in January, we're still working on it. But anyway, I was with a team today and we used the 4Ds as we're trying to learn from everyday work. And it was one of those really cool moments where I said to them, okay, what's dumb, difficult, dangerous, or different? They go, well, this is really dumb. There's too many people on this site. We can't move stuff around. And then that led them on, this is really dangerous. Which was great, because then we could then talk about those things and then talk with the head contractor, which was just an amazing way of coming at it because it was from these guys. But the other thing that it really led to, which was really exciting, is that the guy goes, this design you got here is different to what we're used to, right? And it's not that good. And it's harder to do this, this, and this. And so by looking at that, we can actually change the design, and it's going to save this business a whole bunch of time the next time they install it. So they're getting positive, proactive development from the site, which I've never got before, because it just gets lost. Normally the guys would go, dumbasses, move on and keep on going. Then, you know, these guys aren't going to learn anything, but they're actually teaching the organization something and the engineers something about the way that the engineers thought it might go. Workers imagined, right?
Yeah.
And that's what I love about this stuff is it just transcends safety as well. I love the efficiency that these guys are trying to get out of this stuff. So cool watching these people.
So they're going to be great stories, because everyone in that room will have stories they can share around those barriers and how simple things like this can overcome that, and also share the fact that you know, I think the organizations have forgotten what is it like to learn? They know what it's like to tell, but I wonder if they've forgotten what is it like to learn.
Yeah. No, it's going to be a fantastic conversation. Great that we're amazing story, Robinson. That's what a great, it never gets old hearing new and different little tales of that kind of experience. And great that we're deploying the app. Looking at the attendee list, from what I can see coming in here, it's going to be terrific. Conducting these in a workshop-like way, for that kind of group learning, I think is going to be tremendous with this, how we've got it layered and the attendees and their experience. It's going to be an amazing few days.
And we've got something special lined up on day three for learning teams, Jeff.
Oh.
Not only are we going to talk more about the A3 a learning team storyboard, but Mitchell Services, who are a real Safety Differently convert, we're going to be able to present their first 10-minute storyboard video.
Oh.
So they've taken a major event, which could have had quite more negative consequence, and they've turned it into a storyboard. So when I shared with them the three L's of local, lateral, and level up, by the way, they love that. It was just so compelling. They thought that for them to make something compelling for level up, a video is ideal. Mm. And they can share that across industry. They can share that with their partners. So we're going to show the 10-minute little video around that. So, you know, so once again, the what happened and why it happened, that's freaking obvious.
Yeah.
But learning doesn't happen from the obvious.
Yeah. Well, when people have just not been presented with better information, they don't know to expect. They don't know that they can expect better information practically. So I think telling that tale and using video is obviously so powerful.
Yeah, you know, would have had less meaning to the frontline workers watching a video, because I think the structure of the storyboard supports the learning process.
Mm-hmm.
But when we talk about that level up component,
leveling up, compelling.
and what would senior leaders look like when someone's being vulnerable? What message does that send?
Yeah. Well, that spirit of cooperation and collaboration, and it just creates such a nice little loop of asking these questions and resolving or improving, you know, the situation you've learned as immediately and as practically as possible. And just creating so many little learning and improvement functions all over the organization. It's incredible.
Yeah. So we've got some really great stuff around that, because, you know, they've not been what I term a pure user of a learning team.
Right.
But they've been applying the 4 Ds in managing critical risks.
Hmm.
Okay. And now they're using some of our A3 storyboard concepts.
Tell the stories
and loving it.
Yeah. I think you could say they're on a really interesting path on continuous improvement, aren't they? You know, from their 1,000 small things to the stuff that they're doing now, Brent. It's been really interesting to talk with Josh and his team. But it's just incremental little steps moving together to improve across the organization. Yeah. Very cool to watch.
Not scared to micro-experiment.
Yep.
You know, no appetite for transformation. You know, mm-hmm. they want considered continuous improvement.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, transformation fatigue. Maybe comes from existential crises, but this notion of, I love it, transformation fatigue. No, guys, I'm so looking forward to this. It's whatever, ballpark 6 weeks out, I guess. And I sometimes think about how much more we're going to know than than we do now, even the speed at which this information is evolving. But that's a message I would want to send, is that the first day I don't think is very lowball introductory. We will cover the basic concepts, but I really want to have a really current, up-to-date conversation about integration. And then the second day, I think, is that it's opening up operational learning across the board. It's a bit of a foreign concept. I don't know if people know quite what to embrace, but I think I would liken that to using their existing safety, to the point you just made, Brent, is the second day using their existing safety management systems and time and techniques, but to retool it, to really be sensitive on an ongoing basis to those things I think that they were originally intended to be sensitive to. And then the third day obviously stands out as the alternative, well, not the alternative to investigation, but the expediter of contextual learning that then aids any organization in completing their investigation, their learning and improvement process through investigation, if they use the learning team model. So I think those 3 days, integration, retooling your safety management system, learning from everyday work, and learning a lot about this amazing tool we have called Learning Teams. That's
absolutely. And then taking those themes each day and then doing that little focus session at the end that allow people to, you know, people get to drive the construct that they want from their own learning. Right. In other words, they are going to experience a learning team.
Right. So
a learning right. team on learning teams on learning team.
And then there's always time in the day for the other kind of hop and go and have a beer afterwards.
Exactly.
Fantastic. Looking forward to that too.
Yeah.
Welcome to Safety Differently Merchandise, the premium sponsor for the Practice of Learning Teams podcast show. Our curated lines of inspirational clothing, headwear, cups, stationery and more at Safety Differently Merchandise is befitting of your Safety Differently journey. I am Arthur Taylor, Chief Designer. I have spent decades on Savile Row and honored to bring my talents for all fine purveyors and devotees of HOP, Learning Teams, Safety Differently, Safety 2, and the New View. Please visit the store and purchase our fine goods at safetydifferentlymerch.com. And now, back to the show.